favor of some special procedure for what they call taking bonds if they capture somebody because of the sense they believe legitimately that will have to be reported on. Has some knowledge of a terrorist attack about to occur, we have some reason to be short period of time that they need to order to try and prevent that and prevent that.
I have said that, you know, those are very rare, but if they occur, there has to be some lawful authority for pursuing that. And again, I think the president has to take responsibility. There has to be some check and balance, some reporting. I don't mind if it's reporting within, you know, a top secret context. But that shouldn't be the tail that wags the dog. That should be the exception to the rule. And that if we deviate in the first instance from very disciplined interrogation methods that are clearly lined out and that have validation, evaluation that goes forward, because, again, in my talking to interrogators from, you know, CIA, FBI, military backgrounds, you know, they're very skeptical about the utility of severe means. They say, look, the way you get good information, you bribe people. You bribe their families. You offer to move them to, you know, the place of their dreams. You create a bond so that they feel some connection to you. But that takes time. And so very often, you know, people feel so much under the gun, they don't want to take the time to get the valid information, so they use extraordinary means, and they get junk that doesn't lead anywhere and is basically, not useful. But in those instances where we have sufficient basis to believe that there is something imminent, yeah, I mean, you know,